And welcome back to another episode of The Neutral Zone. I'm John Hanna, as always, your host.
And I'm Tyler Gallo. And we have a ton of things to talk about today. It's been quite some time since our last podcast, about 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, yeah. Today's the 26th. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know I did.
Yeah, I had about 5 pounds of green bean casserole.
You know, I never really eat enough on Thanksgiving. I don't get a big plate.
Like, it's weird.
It's really weird. And then I eat so much at school. Like, it's just it's different. All right, enough about that.
Yeah, we had a ton of news, MLB and hockey. So, I know some of the, or most of the, did all the awards or?
Yeah, all the awards happened. Like, oh my gosh, there's just so much. Like, it was just a whirlwind Thanksgiving, if you think about it. Like, all right, so first we have the MLB awards that happened a couple weeks ago. And the rookies of the year, the National League, was Ronald Acuna Jr. And it really was a toss-up between him and Juan Soto. And Acuna really was just.
I think it was that one stretch.
Yeah, where he just kept hitting home runs at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I think that's what gave him the edge.
And Soto's sort of like, he's really good too, but like it just had to go to Acuna. Plus his team made the playoffs anyways. And the other one was actually a surprise. Shohei Ohtani out of the American League. Some think Miguel Andujar got fleeced from that, but like what I'm saying is he pitched and hit, and like we haven't seen
you
that.
You don't
like
do that for anymore.
And plus, Andujar plays in a little league field, so like it's sort of like the numbers are sort of disparaged
and
between the
wasn't
two.
Ohtani out for
Ohtani? Yeah, he was out for a bit, but he also pitched well when he was in and hit well when he was in and had a rollicking start to the season. All right, managers of the year, Brian Snitker, the Braves. I mean, you really saw this coming. The Braves went from virtually not being close to a playoff spot to right in the playoffs, and they made the division series. And Bob Melvin, that's American League. That is not a surprise at all. The A's were just like they had the lowest payroll of any team in the league, and they made the playoffs.
Moneyball Part Two, anyone?
Yeah, like that's just a great thing to see. And all right, we've got the Cy Youngs in the American League and the National League. I'm pretty happy about the National League one, but we'll start off with the first one that was announced. Blake Snell won the American League Cy Young, and this guy is just a stud. Like, he pitched a game against the Mets this year, and I watched it. He just dominated them. He's got a nasty curveball, great pitcher, and something to, for the Rays to build on in the future. And my man Jacob DeGrom won the Cy Young in the National League. I mean, there was a bit of, like, controversy as if he was going to win it with the 10 wins and 9 losses, but he took it home, and hopefully this is the first of many. He's just like, I can't say enough about him. He's just an outstanding pitcher.
Imagine DeGrom on a decent team.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're a Mets fan, but just imagine DeGrom on
The stat with him is, if the Mets scored 4 runs for him in each of his starts, he would have went 30-1. And, like, that he pitched the most innings under stress out of the entire
imagine
league.
DeGrom on, like, the Yankees.
Or the Red Sox.
Just,
like,
no thank you.
Yeah.
Every other team in the league is
just
no.
Like, I'll see you later. And then MVPs, not a surprise coming out of the National League, Christian Yelich. I mean, whew, he had an insane season. Pull up his stats right now. I think he hit .326, which is the highest, like, way higher than he's ever hit in his career. And he hit a career high in home runs with a total of 36. Yeah, 326, 36 home runs, 110 RBIs. Just everything the Brewers could have asked for when they got him this offseason. And there the Marlins go again. Back-to-back seasons trading MVP winners.
Yeah, I mean,
Marlins are just dumpster fire at this point. They're shopping their players.
Not much of a, I mean, Mookie Betts out of the AL for Boston. He had a, I will always thank Mookie because he got me a free taco.
Oh yeah, can't say nothing bad about that guy. But yeah, .346, highest in the league, 32 home runs, 80 RBIs. Not as high in the home run RBI department as Yelich, but oh my gosh, .346. That's amazing.
Out of those two, who would you have for your league MVP?
League MVP, I've got to go with Yelich. I mean, that dude was just hitting everything left and right in the stretch. I mean, Mookie is a better all-around player, but Yelich was just insane this year. And, all right, we have a couple of other news. Done with the awards, we've got Steve Pearce, the World Series MVP, re-signing a one-year deal with Boston. That's a good deal for them. I mean, he just woke up from his deep, deep slumber. He never really had a starting role in the league until now, and he did really well at Boston this year.
It's those cool things in baseball. He came out of pretty much, I mean, not nowhere, but...
He never really, I think he, I read somewhere that he had never had more than 200 plate appearances in a season with one team, which he did this year, and it showed. I mean, he hit 279 with Boston this year, which is like, I mean, yeah, it's like the highest of his career pretty much, but like, yeah, dude never really could eclipse the 200 plate appearances, like, or 400 plate appearances. With Baltimore, he did it a couple times, 300. But, yeah, like, rags-to-riches story.
Do you know an interesting stat about Steve Pearce?
What is that?
He has now played for all five teams in the AL East.
Oh, yeah. Him and I think Kelly Johnson have both done that. Kelly Johnson almost has done it for the NL East, too. He has shut up, but he's retired now. So, but, yeah, like, that's awesome to see. That's, like, some of the guys in the NHL, like Eric Bolton, mm-hmm. Aaron Asham, who played for all the teams in the old Atlantic Division.
Or Patty LaFontaine played for all three or New York teams.
Yeah, so another one of those stories in the league. Here's a bit of a like a disheartening story. Kenley Jansen's going to have his heart surgery.
Is that a pun? You said it was a disheartening story.
I didn't even try to do that, and it happened. But I think he's got a heart murmur, and he's going to have his heart surgery. So wishing the best to him. When he's on, he's a dominant pitcher. Like, Mets have seen him plenty of times, and I'll tell you, this guy's really good. And so we've got a trade. James Paxton, the big trade coming up last week. James Paxton traded to the Yankees for prospects Justice Sheffield, Dom Thompson-Williams, and Eric Swanson. And now I like Paxton. He's a big, lanky lefty. Through a no-no, but like I don't see him as like an ace of the Yankees. I see him as a two or three guy.
I mean, but Sheffield as well. He was one of the Yankees' top prospects.
And he never really put it together.
No, he didn't. So.
And hopefully he can find himself in Seattle, as a lot of people sometimes do. And sad news coming from the MLB. Adrian Beltre, after 21 seasons in the MLB, has announced his retirement. And that's just a childhood guy leaving. And it's like everybody from my childhood is retiring now. All we pretty much got left is Bartolo.
Which Bartolo will never retire.
Bartolo is probably going to play until he's like 90, and he'll still pitch to like a 4.5 ERA. And
still never make it to first base.
Yeah, like, I mean, the man is just the ageless wonder, but like, Beltre is just really sad because he played amazing right up until the end, like David Ortiz did. So it's just a sad thing to see. And we got another contract, Josh Donaldson, a one-year $23.5 million deal with the Braves. That's good. They didn't really have a third baseman. I mean, Yoan Camargo's all right, but, like, he's not a main third baseman guy and not a guy you want to have as your future third baseman. So Donaldson, good little signing. And then we got two small signings from the Yankees and the Mets. Yankees surprisingly designated Ronald Torres for assignment. And, well, in a corresponding move to when they claimed Parker Bridwell, a starter from the Angels, off of waivers, Torres was pretty much beloved by a lot of Yankees fans I've seen on Twitter. And he's not a bad player. He's a career 281 hitter. He's not a powerful guy, but he hit 280 last year. So, and he's a really solid utility guy. I'm surprised they DFA'd him. That's like the Padres DFA'ing Corey Spangenberg, who's a really good third baseman and second baseman. So, and the Mets signed one of the best hitters of all time, or claimed one of the best hitters of all time off the waivers from Colorado. That's Jordan Patterson. Jordan Patterson made a cup of coffee appearance with the Rockies back in 2016, where he slashed .444. Hit .444. He had 8 hits and 18 at-bats. So I don't think this is going to be really anything big for the Mets this year, but maybe he'll get some time. So, all right, we'll move over to the NHL.
And big news today. Yeah. Ron Hextall fired as the GM and the executive vice president of the Flyers. I mean, yeah.
So I saw something interesting today. One of my friends from high school tweeted something really interesting about this whole Ron Hextall situation. He said, "How in the world does Peter Chiarelli and Dave Hextall have a job, but Ron Hextall and Joel Quenneville do not have one?" Like, And Quenneville is the most absurd, Chiarelli is the most absurd thing to me because the yes. Oilers have been fleeced in so many trades under his appointment.
And I'm forgetting his name now, but the LA's coach.
Daryl Sutter?
Yeah, isn't Sutter without a job now as well?
I think so. I feel like he's been without a job for a little bit. I actually sat behind him or in front of him at the NHL draft one time. It was pretty awesome. That man will forever be a meme. He's so funny.
Yeah. And then, speaking of LA, some potential candidates. Dean Lombardi, he was the GM of LA in 12 and 14, those cup-winning years. GM of the Sharks from 96 to 03. And I actually read on, I think it was the Flyers SB Nation site, that last year Dean Lombardi was hired by Hextall. Sort of like a management position.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the most likely one of the couple guys you put down here. I haven't really heard anything about possible replacements, but, like, Hextall being fired is just a huge surprise.
And then some other ones is Bill Guerin, who everyone around Pittsburgh knows.
Funny story about Bill Guerin. One of my cousin's brothers or sisters, I believe, is married to him.
Really?
Or is someone in their family is married to him, so I'll look that up. But I've always liked Billy Guerin. He played for the Devils.
He's currently the GM of Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, so. Big clubhouse guy, too, is what I've heard.
And then speaking of the Devils, I'm sure somebody you don't want to see go, Tom Fitzgerald, the assistant GM in New Jersey, played 17 years in the NHL, 329 points. Any real insight on Fitzgerald?
I forgot he was our assistant GM, honestly, but I've heard about this guy. I mean, he's obviously had a say in some of the deals that the Devils have done, and he's done – I mean, Shiro has worked incredible magic with the Devils, turning, like, terrible guys to good players like Miles Wood and Stefan Nason.
One of those trades you can't really compliment Shiro for. You did have to trade with Peter Chiarelli.
Yeah, Chiarelli does not know what he's doing. Chiarelli's an idiot.
Well, actually, we say that, but later, Chiarelli actually made a decent trade last week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, but still, Chiarelli is just not the GM you want to have. He's like, I don't know, he's like, okay, I'm trying to think of what the, David Littlefield, the former GM for the Pirates, who just, like, was just a terrible GM for them, like, wanted to trade players for, like, unreal things, wanted not, like, instead of trading for MLB-ready prospects, he traded for players that were, like, fringe players in the MLB and really just ruined the pot. Yeah, Dave Littlefield ruined the Pirates.
Speaking of the Oilers, I can't believe I forgot this, but Todd McLellan was fired about a week ago as their coach. They have Ken Hitchcock now.
Yeah, Ken Hitchcock has done really well in, like, interim situations when he's come in. He's led a bunch of interim players teams that he's been replaced in as through halfway through the season to, like, playoff berths. So who knows? Maybe that'll happen.
But you can't really blame Hitchcock or McLellan for Edmonton. I mean, you have McDavid, you have Lucic, who's on an insane deal, and then that's it.
Yeah. The Oilers are just, like, they don't really know what they have there anymore after they've gotten rid of all these players.
Mm-hmm. But some waiver news, Marco Dano from Colorado.
You know, Marco Dano, I remember him when he was on Columbus. He was sort of a guy that, like, I thought he was going to be really good because he scored a couple goals when I watched him play, but he's never really found it.
But the Dano story is actually interesting because he started the year on Winnipeg. He was claimed by Colorado on October 14th, and now he's reclaimed by Winnipeg. So
yeah, that's really interesting. Like, sometimes it happens. Sometimes, like, it happened with the Devils. Reed Boucher mm-hmm. was claimed by, I think, Nashville or Vancouver, and then went back to the Devils, and then went to Nashville. And then it happened in the MLB, actually, with Kirk Nieuwenhuis. The Mets DFA'd him after he was just terrible, and then LA picked him up, and then they put him on the waivers again, and the Mets got him back, and he hit a 3-home run game with the Mets. So that sometimes that happens, and sometimes, I don't know, it just, some guys just aren't used to all the changing, and I feel like that's what's happening with Dano.
And then Carl Alsner is placed on waivers.
You know, I've always liked him. He's always been like a solid guy to have on your blue line. He's not a point getter, but he's all right. I mean,
well, I mean, do you know what? Okay, I'm gonna guess what Carl Alsner's cap hit is with Montreal.
Oh, it's probably terrible.
$4,625,000.
Jeez, that's not a good look.
Yeah, he was the. I remember. I think it was last year. He was the prime of the free agency market. He was like the only decent defender on there. But well, as you were saying, there were some trades. I believe this one was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah, I sent this to you earlier today.
Nick Schmaltz to Arizona for Dylan Strome and Brendan Perlini.
You know, it was Strome, Strome was the guy that was drafted in 2015.
He's
just never found it, and he needed. And I read a tweet somewhere. Someone was saying he needs to get his behind out of Arizona in order to like really develop. And I think Chicago has a big chance of him doing that. I mean, Chicago has a reputation for developing these young guys. So maybe Strome finds his way, but like he's like Lawson Krause, like you've never really found his way from that 2015 draft.
Both the Stromes, really, because one of the Stromes was just traded to the Rangers for Spooner. Ryan Strome, I think, was traded from Edmonton to the Rangers for Spooner a couple.
Yeah, the Stromes really don't have a good name in the NHL. Like they were all touted to be these amazing players, and they're just not.
Yeah. Strome was drafted third overall, obviously, 2015. That was that.
That 2015 draft is really strong. That might be one of the strongest draft classes ever. But like, I saw a picture with all the players, like Sebastian Aho, Brock Baser.
Yeah, that was the Eichel McDavid draft. Yeah, Strome was drafted in front of people like Marner, as you said, Brock Besser, Mikko Rantanen, who actually I believe leads the league in points right now. Noah Hanifin, who's a solid defender.
Notice how you didn't mention Pavel Zacha on that
list. Well,
I was going to say the same thing. I really, because like he's doing well recently, but he just hasn't found his way. I think for him, it's just been like, I mean, it was a questionable pick. Like I remember I was at the draft, and when they picked him, everyone was like, who?
Yeah.
Like, and him and Krause from that first round draft have never really found their way. And I think Zach is the better one of those two guys, but he'll find his way eventually.
And I think Arizona wins this trade for now. We're not really sure what Strome will do in Chicago.
And
but
Perlini isn't really strike me as a good player.
No, but Nick Schmaltz, I mean, he's...
Schmaltz is a solid player.
He was... I think I saw he was left wing on that second line a lot, so... he still has room to grow. Hopefully he doesn't get killed in Arizona like so many of these young guys have. I mean, you had Duclair.
Yeah, whatever happened to Duclair?
I don't know. I know he was traded for...
I haven't heard about him in quite some time. He was really good like his first couple of games with them.
Yeah, he's currently with the Blue Jacket. How? What?
Okay. I haven't...
So he was drafted by the Rangers.
Yeah.
Traded with John Moore and two draft picks for Keith Yandel and Chris Summers. In Arizona, he traded along
his
with...
His first season in Arizona was good. He had 44 points.
Yeah, he was traded along with Clendenning to the Blackhawks for Richard Panik and Laurent Dauphin. And then... he apparently just signed a one-way, one-year contract with the Jackets.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard anything about him, and he was like a big player, so I don't know.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like he's played any games this year, so. Interesting. Yeah.
Another trade, Edmonton gets Chris Weidman, who's got 5 points in 16 games in Ottawa, and then Ottawa gets a 2020 sixth-round pick. I mean, this is just a small trade, not really anything you can talk about here.
But, I mean, Edmonton wins. Weidman's decent bottom six guy. Think like a Nathan Beaulieu or a Jason Garrison.
Yeah, Jason Garrison, solid defense.
And he was actually one. Remember that Uber video that came out?
Oh, yeah,
he was one of those players in that Uber. So
who knows? Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, but that sixth rounder, there's only a couple big name sixth rounders that currently play. Cam Atkinson and Mark Stone are two that come to mind right now. So yeah. Shirelli wins that one by... just default, I guess.
I mean, Chiarelli doesn't really win any trades, no. So.
But how about Patrick Laine?
Some lucky guy in Western Canada won $1 million from that.
I saw that.
I mean, this is something we haven't seen this since 2011 with Johan Franzen, of all people. Which I checked Wikipedia, like, I don't know why I was on Wikipedia, and, like, all, like, half of the NHL players' Wikipedia pages were red, which means, like, don't have a page.
Yeah.
I guess I had a problem. But, yeah, I tried to look up Johan Franzen. Johan Franzen did it back in February of 2011 with the Red Wings, and we haven't seen it in 7 years, so...
And,
five goals is just nothing to frown upon ever. That's insane.
And you want to know the other insane part? Guess how many shots?
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a heat...
Best goal scorer since Ovi.
Oh, yeah. He's just a heat-seeking missile with a shot, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And Laine now leads the league with 19 goals, beating Jeff Skinner, who leads us right into the Sabres.
No, we're not talking about the Sabres.
They've won nine in a row. They led the league for a short time, but Nashville won last night, so Buffalo's now, I believe, second or third in the league. But they have a chance for 10 against San Jose. I know your friend Marin is probably going to be watching that game.
Yeah, oh, Marin stays up so late watching these games. So, Marin, if you listen to this podcast, go to sleep.
Well, it's in Buffalo, so 7 o'clock.
Anyways, go to sleep.
But Jeff Skinner, second in the NHL with 18 goals. And then, someone else in the Sabres, I'm not going to mention him by name, but is fourth in the NHL with 23 assists. His name might or may not rhyme with Zach Michael.
Yeah. Who cares that he's fourth in assists right now? I mean, like, it's assists. I don't really have anything to say about that because I don't score or get assists. But, I mean, yeah, Sabres are doing well. But like all good things, they must come to an end at some point.
And like things coming to an end, Mike Babcock.
With some bold statements.
He says that he assumes that they're getting both Austin Matthews, who was out with an injury. I don't remember. Was it lower body?
Some body.
Yeah. Then William Nylander, who obviously had that contract holdout.
Does he still have it?
Yeah. He hasn't been signed yet.
He's like the Le'Veon Bell of the NHL right now.
Yeah, but Mike Babcock believes that he's going to get both back. But you know what it's what you say about assuming.
Yeah, like it doesn't always... like. This is just my standpoint on this. Nylander needs to get his act together and figure out what he's doing here, and if not, sign with somebody else. Like, it's just so demoralizing to sit out for an entire season, which I'm sure Le'Veon Bell is feeling like.
Yeah, and then around the world. And,
I feel like we're going to talk about this guy every podcast because he's been in the news, like, honestly.
But Brady Ferguson called up to the Marlies a couple days ago. He has 0 points in two games, but... he had 23 and 19 games with Newfoundland in the ECHL, so...
If he makes the NHL, RMU will rejoice.
I'm buying a Brady Ferguson jersey.
Oh, yeah. We're all buying Brady Ferguson jerseys. I might even go to a Toronto Maple Leafs game.
Yeah, you want to go to a... If he gets called up, you want to go to
I'm definitely going
to... You want to go to a Pens Leafs game?
Yeah.
All right.
Or we can just go in Toronto.
No, tickets. Have you seen tickets for those
games? I have not. I've only been to Toronto once.
Tickets for those games are insane. But as we mentioned earlier, Mikko Rantanen leads the NHL in scoring, 38 points in 23 games.
You know, last week I said I didn't like Rantanen, but now I like Rantanen. So I guess I've had a change of heart.
Tomáš Plekanec.
Plekanec.
Whatever his name is, it's like Andrei Sekera, Andrei Sekera. They change his name every single week.
Lubomír Sekeras.
But he signs with HC Kometa Brno from the... in the
Extraliga?
Yeah, in the Czech Extraliga.
Extraliga Ledního Hokeje.
The man who never seems to change what he looks like.
Oh, he's not developed any either facial hair or just facial features, new facial features, since he's come up in the league.
He was
Look this up, and I'm not lying.
Released by Montreal earlier this year.
Good for him. He doesn't really have much of a career left.
No,
so.
I mean, he's from the Czech Republic. He's not from Brno. He's... I want to say he's from Kladno, which are pretty close to each other, I think. Yeah. I mean, Czech Republic is not a...
I feel like all Czech players are from either Kladno or Brno.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember the video of when he was with the Bruins, Wednesday night NBC, I believe. Jaromír Jágr was just, my name is Jaromír Jágr, I'm from Kladno, Czech Republic. And my favorite player growing up was Jaromír Jágr.
Jaromír Jágr is a legend.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Got some games tonight. Really last night. I'm sorry about that. Calgary lambasted the Arizona Coyotes last night, 6-1. Goals by from Calgary, TJ Brody, Hanifin had two, Mark Jankowski had two, and Sean Monahan scored. So Hanifin's really finding himself in Calgary, isn't he?
And then Jankowski, that's a bit of a surprise. I mean, he's normally that bottom six guy, but good to see him getting on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and then Clayton Keller scored the goal for Arizona, and he's always going to score for Arizona.
Yeah. You want to go about this one?
Oh, my gosh.
Or do you want me to mention it?
I got it. I'm sick and tired of the Devils not picking up Corey Schneider. He just lets in goals left and right when they have no defense for him. They lost 5-2 last night to Tampa, and it was 4-1 after the first period. So goals for the Devils by Stefan Nason, who's really good. I like him. And Jesper Bratt. Bratt's goal was beautiful last night. He came in the zone, took a snapshot, and went top shelf. It was nice. And then more goals for Braden Point, who's just seemingly scoring 4 goals a game at this point. And goals by Tyler Johnson, Alex Killorn, and Cedric Paquette.
Another 5-2 game.
5-2 is like the most common score in the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, there were 3 last night. I mean, but Anaheim lost 5-2 to Nashville. Anaheim had goals by Adam Henrique, former Devil.
I miss him on the Devils a lot.
And
I like Vatanen, but I just miss him.
Andre Kasha.
Young
guy.
He put up another 20 goals.
And then Austin Watson had a hat trick for Nashville.
I have never heard of that guy before.
I've heard of him, but that's because I play NHL and he's...
Yeah, I mean, I've like heard his name. Yeah. I haven't heard about him, so that's good for him. That might be his first career hat trick.
Nick Bonino.
Who seems to have played for every team in the NHL at this point.
Yeah, and then Craig Smith, who... He looks like he's 83, but... I mean, seriously, have you seen a picture of him recently?
I have not seen a picture of Craig Smith.
Yeah. Look at that. I'm just bringing up one now. Come on. Yeah. Actually, no. Craig Smith is not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking... Yeah, see? That's Craig Smith. I'm thinking of Mike Fisher.
Craig Smith, he kind of looks exactly like Mike Fisher.
He looks like a young Mike Fisher.
Yeah. All right. Another 5-2 game. Edmonton and Los Angeles. The Kings beat them 5-2. Another hat trick, this time by Dustin Brown, who... Marin, once again, if you're listening, Marin's least favorite player is probably Dustin Brown. And who is Matt Luff? Have you ever heard of this guy?
No, Matt. I want to say he's a defenseman.
Yeah,
let's
probably.
See. This is his elite prospects. No, excuse me, right winger. This is his He has 5 points this year in 9 games.
I mean, okay. I've never heard of him though. It makes me think of Matt Lashoff.
He played in Hamilton and Belleville in the OHL, so.
Maybe he's got a future in the NHL. You never know with these guys.
And then Andrei Kopitar, I mean,
he scores every goal for the Kings. What do you expect?
Yeah,
and then 2 goals for Alex Chiasson.
No, not Chiasson.
Chiasson.
I wonder if he's only on Edmonton because he shares the first 4 letters with Peter Chiarelli.
Or his dad played in the NHL.
Yeah.
Did his dad play in the NHL?
I know
there was a Steve Chiasson. How do you say it?
Chiasson.
Chiasson. I'm going to butcher this every single time. And I'm not usually one to butcher names.
Let's see, Alex Chiasson, I do not see his father as,
Steve Chiasson?
Yeah, I don't see it, but...
Well, there was a Steve Chiasson in the league, so... Just, whatever. Tonight's games, we got all Eastern Conference action tonight. Really, that's interesting. Boston and Toronto at 7, a bit of a rivalry game there, Devils in Florida at 7, Kincaid starting tonight, so hopefully we can salvage a win out of this Florida trip. Washington and the Islanders.
That's actually Barry Trotz's first game against the Caps, so.
Barry Trotz, a guy that will never die.
You have Ottawa at the Rangers at 7 o'clock.
And then Columbus and Detroit at 7:30. The two teams that moved into the Eastern Conference in the merger.
Yeah, and I want to say that the Washington Isles game, if you have it, is the free game on NHL TV. So
wouldn't be surprised. It's a bit of a rivalry game. So
yeah, and then some injuries recently to talk about. Carl Hagelin recently traded for Tanner Pearson
indefinitely. That's not good.
MCL sprain. Kyle Turris of Ottawa, upper body injury. Don't you just love it in hockey when it's just upper body, lower body? Who knows what it is?
Like, at least in the MLB, they actually specify what it is. Meanwhile, you've got upper body injuries in the NHL. So who knows what happened to Turris?
But out indefinitely as well on IR. Michael Stone with a blood clot.
Yeah, blood clots are not things you want to
mess with.
I think there's been a couple NHL players who've had to deal with those before. And indefinitely, they can really affect you.
Yeah. Then Cody McLeod, a fracture hand. He probably punched someone.
He probably did. He's been in the league forever. I mean.
Yeah. Out 4 to 6 weeks. He'll be back in about late December. So.
And I know the Kings goalie, Jack Campbell, got hurt. He's out for 4 to 6 weeks. I'm not sure what his injury was.
I didn't see that, but Jack Campbell, formerly, I want to say, with the Stars organization.
I mean, Stars always had a ton of goalie prospects.
None of them seem to do anything.
Yeah, you've got, like, Richard Bachman.
Who's now with
Vancouver.
Yeah, Utica, actually. I saw him. I went to a Amerks Utica game over Thanksgiving
actually,
break.
The lone Amerks game I've been to was against the Utica Comets. That was back when, that was, like, in 2014, 13.
Ooh. Jack Campbell, you want to know what he had?
What?
Meniscus tear in his knee.
Ouch. And not speaking from experience, but that's happened a ton of times in all sports. It's just not good to have. And also, speaking of injuries, this is in the NFL. I'm going to throw a little bit in there. Did you see that Alex Smith injury?
No, don't mention it. Don't mention it.
But do you know how, like, historically significant that injury was?
Yeah, because
it was like exactly the same as Joe Theismann's injury.
Mm-hmm. I know NFL as well, but Andy Dalton, IR for the Bengals. So if you have him on your fantasy team, take him off. No more Andy Dalton this year.
No more Red Rocket.
Nope. Best Bills quarterback in the past 7 years. He helped him get them to the playoffs.
Yeah, you mean that 10-7
loss?
Game? Yeah. Oh, what a game.
Yeah. And then
real barn burner.
How about some we have some time here.
Yeah, we got time.
How about you can go first?
All right, so we're going to build an NHL lineup with players of the same name as us. So Jonathan or John and Tyler. Not Ty because I don't go by Ty. So with my line, I mean, there's really slim pickings here, but I've got Tyler Ennis, who's on Toronto now. Big fan of Ennis. I have his jersey from Buffalo. Tyler Seguin from Dallas. Also have his jersey from Boston. Big fan of Tyler Seguin. Tyler Johnson from Tampa. And then on defense, you got Tyler Myers from Winnipeg and Tyler Kuma, who's currently with the Vienna Capitals, but he played one game in the NHL with the Wild.
And there's not many other Tylers on defense.
Yeah, and maybe a future NHLer, Tyler Parsons, with the Stockton Heat.
Former second-round pick there.
Yeah.
And then for mine, I mean, my offense, Jonathan Drouin from Tampa Bay. Montreal, excuse me for being a moron there for a second.
Boo.
Yeah, I deserve that. Drouin is now with Montreal, obviously, traded for Sergachev. Jonathan Toews in the center.
Oh, I hate Sergachev, by the way.
Okay, cool. Jonathan Toews in the center. I mean, one of the best defensive centermen in the league.
Has Stanley Cups to back it up.
Yep. And then Jonathan Marchessault from Vegas.
I had him on my hot fantasy hockey team a few years ago. He was good for the first half of the season and then just completely fell off of Florida, and that's why I don't like him anymore.
Or as Don Cherry calls him, Jonathan
Marchessault or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Stupid. another Vegas player and former Devil.
Don't even get me started with this guy.
John Merrill.
Oh my gosh, he scored more goals on our own net than he did actual goals for us. Like, Ben Lovejoy has actually picked it up recently, but I have no words to say about John Merrill. Glad he's off our table.
And then on the other side, Jonathan Erickson for Detroit. I mean, slim pickings on defense, to be honest.
Yeah, Jonathan Erickson's, like,
decent. He's like Chris Weidman.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in that,
Chris Weidman.
In that,
of course.
He used to be good, but, I mean, he's not that.
Still don't like him for that 2012 Stanley Cup final.
He's not that good anymore. I mean, I will admit. But
did he win the Jennings last year?
I don't.
Or was he was nominated for the Jennings?
Yeah, I think so. But Jonathan Quick, I mean.
Yeah.
I could have had Bernier, but who honestly wants Jonathan Bernier?
Not me. All right, well, that will wrap up what we've had for you today. I'm sure there'll be a lot of news coming up this week. We'll be back with you on Monday at 11. Sorry for the late little start here today. I flew in from back home and didn't get in until almost noon today. So, but maybe next week we're going to have a special guest on. Owen Krepps might join us next week. So he'll be his first – I mean, he probably will be on a lot going forward. So we'll hear from him, yep. See what he has to offer.
Nice kid, Penguins fan, unfortunately.
Yeah, we don't like Penguins fans here. Well, we like them, we just don't
like them.
We don't associate with them.
Yeah.
Like, gosh, some of the Penguins fans we saw at the game when we went.
Brian Boyle.
Oh my god, Brian Boyle scores a hat trick against you on Hockey Fights Cancer Night and they're mocking me with chanting his name. Real cool, guys. So if you guys are listening to this, which I don't think you are, if you're out there, never do that again.
Yep. For the Neutral Zone, I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Tyler Gallo.
And hope you enjoyed. And
we'll see you next week.
We'll play us out with the same thing we entered to today, Revolution by the Beatles. So enjoy.